You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Say Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
The chief of the UN's Food and Agriculture Agency, Jose Graziano da Silva, says the number of hungry people in the world has dropped by 167 million in the past decade.
This is a main achievement, despite that we still have near 800 million people malnourished in the world.
Josefina Stubbs of the International Fund for Agricultural Development says there needs to be more of a focus on helping small farmers feed poor and hungry people who don't live in big cities.
We need to remember that three quarters of them are in the rural sectors of the world, be they middle-income countries or countries in protracted crisis. But also that many of them, and most of them, depend on agriculture for the livelihoods.
Kostas Stamoulis, the head of agricultural development for the UN, says global warming and extreme climate events have hit developing countries hard, contributing to hunger.
A lot of those extreme events affect agriculture and affect small farmers and affect the potential and ability of developing countries to develop their agriculture and the rural economy.
Stamoulis says 20 developing countries suffer from local or regional conflicts that affect the food supply.
In these countries, the prevalence of hunger is about close to double than in developing countries that don't have this kind of a problem.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to stick to a budget using a reloadable prepaid card, the four essentials of most read content. I'll have six ways to make your next business trip more productive, the seven harsh truths that can make you a better entrepreneur, and how to get started with Instagram marketing. It's Thursday, May 28th, 2015. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I'll be taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and the program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 85 degrees at 12:05. There is a slight risk of thundershowers today, tomorrow, and possibly on Sunday. But when you have this hot and humid weather, it is always an opportunity for a pop-up shower. But the forecast is showing that today we're going to have some sun with a 55% chance of rain and possible thunder showers throughout the day, a high of 86 and a low of 61. For tomorrow, we'll have clouds and sun. It'll be less humid with a high of 83 degrees and a low of 61. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with humid conditions, rain throughout the day, and a thunderstorm late in the evening with a high of 84 and a low of 64 degrees. And for Sunday, my birthday Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with cooler temperatures, some showers around, a high of 68 degrees and a low of 53. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow Jones Industrial is down 87.42 to 18,075.57. The NASDAQ down 19.29 to 5,087.30. S&P 500 down 9.09 to 2114.39. Oil down 45 cents to $57.06 per barrel. Gold is up $2.30 to $1,188.80 an ounce.
Woman, I am the cavalry.
Yes, I am. Well, we're here for another edition of Taking Care of Business, your cavalry, if you will. Try and help businesses large and small as they go through their work week, their months, their quarters, and their years. And a lot of times we're getting a lot of nice feedback from businesses saying, you know, you mentioned something the other day on your program. I listened to it. I thought about it. And we're going to implement it in our business. And the one comment that I got, it was a gentleman that owns a manufacturing firm, was that a lot of times when you're in the heat of moment, when you're in the battle, you can't necessarily look at everything that's going on around you and fix everything. And you can't always look at processes and fix things. And sometimes you need to bring somebody in from the outside. So if, based on some of the stories that we report week to week, that you're able to help your business, help your team, your staff do their job better, a little more productively, well, we're glad that we're serving that purpose. So now the question is, how did you do with Memorial Day weekend? This is the first big break of the year for many of us. It's the first time since almost Christmas break that we had any time off. And I know for me, it was probably one of the most memorable weekends of my entire life. I went to my best friend's son's wedding, which was interesting because he's a twin. So we never, ever just talk about Jimmy Winters. It's always Jimmy and David. Those are the twins. And we all of us admitted that at some point we made the mistake of saying, are you going to Jimmy and David's wedding? You know, because we always, for 25 years, have referred to these two as that. The neat thing in tying this all together was that their father, David, was my best man. I was his best man. And then the twins were born, and my wife and I would babysit them. We watched them grow. At one point, I actually, one of them was choking on a cookie, and using my EMT training, I had to save them one time doing the Heimlich maneuver when they were real little. So it was just fun to put all that together. And just sitting in that room and watching the reception and the way that the family and friends got together. This was perhaps one of the most memorable weddings I think I've ever been to. And I don't know if it's because I'm looking at it differently, you know, as a person, you know, who has two adult male children, that it just, it was like there was a different perspective in how I looked at this, seeing these young men grow up. And now here they are getting married and starting on their life. A cool thing that we did was Dave and Kathy got everybody from their wedding party together that was in attendance at the wedding. I think there was only one person missing. And we took a picture of how we all look today. And then a few days later, Kathy posts on Facebook how we looked back then. Back then, there weren't any gray hairs. And back then, we were all wearing suits. They were just a few sizes smaller. But it was great to make that comparison and see how we've all grown up together, and now our kids are growing up and getting married. So it was just a great time overall. And credit to the Basking Ridge Country Club. They did a beautiful job with the whole thing. The wedding was there out on one of the practice greens, and then the reception was inside. The food was great. The little reception before the dinner was excellent food. And, you know, I was teasing one guy because he came and he goes, would you like some pastry with bacon in it? And I said, you got that all wrong. If you're going to market this, you have to do it the right way. Do you want any bacon with a little pastry? And once he started saying it like that, everybody took it. So my marketing, my always be promoting, never stops. Looking forward to tomorrow night. My younger son is going to be heading out to the Bridgewater Raritan High School prom. So his tux is now hanging in the hallway. And again, it's just another one of those milestones in life where you kind of look back and say, holy cow, where did the time go? So overall, I had a great Memorial Day weekend. Hope you did too. Now we've got like three or four more weeks of busy season at Crown Trophy of Flemington, and the push is on. Man, the orders are coming fast and furious, and we are really we've got that gas pedal, you know, nailed to the floor, and we are just going full tilt. So hopefully we'll get everything done and to our customer satisfaction as we always do. But we're averaging close to 100 invoices per week, maybe up to 110 now, which is just an insane amount of work to have to complete. And we're all grateful for it. So we're very happy with that. Well, as we begin the program today, there, just want to see how we can mix into this with a quick short story, then a break, and then we'll get into the rest of the program a little later on. I found this article interesting because I had never really thought about it. And then as I delved into the article a little bit further, I found that it's true and that it can definitely help you. And it's one of the things that when I consult with businesses, I often tell them to take all of their credit cards out of their wallet and I make them put them in a safe. And I also make them put a little yellow post-it note with the available balance on each card. And every time that comes off, you know, when you pay $1,000, you know, so if you had a $5,000 balance, you make a new sticky note and you put $4,000. And the goal is that we're going to take one card. We're going to pay off all the cards, but I want to take one and just kind of get it to zero as quickly as possible. So this story may sound a little crazy, but hear me out. Now, we all know that budgeting isn't easy. And if you're like most people, you've tried many different ways to avoid overspending and to stick to a budget. You may have even tried couponing or only carrying a certain amount of cash when you go out. Or perhaps you've bought in bulk at stores like Costco and Sam's Club, and maybe you've even hidden cash in an envelope from yourself under your mattress or in your freezer. But have you ever considered thawing out your cash and adding it to a reloadable prepaid card? Now, according to new research from TD Bank, nearly half of Americans who use or have recently used reloadable prepaid cards think that one of the many main benefits they get is the ability to budget better and keep track of their spending. It is the perfect digital envelope. So how can you go to using a prepaid card and basically changing your spending habits almost overnight? Well, this is how it can help you if you're someone who's trying to curb their overspending. First of all, you want to replace cash with a reloadable prepaid card for day-to-day purchases, and that's going to have a certain limit, whatever amount you put on there. Now, spending cash is easy, and of course, if you lose it, it's nearly impossible to get back. If you typically rely on cash, try switching to a reloadable prepaid card and setting up daily balance alert emails and texts. Doing so will enable you to monitor your balance while preventing you from overspending. And as an added bonus, it will keep your money safe and secure should you lose the card. You want to also take the time to identify your spending weaknesses and then tackle those. Now, we can all think of an area or two where we tend to overspend each month and for some people each week. For most people, according to TD's recent study into saving and spending habits, eating out is the main culprit. 40% of the folks surveyed said they overspend at restaurants, followed by coffees, lunches at 23%, and clothing or shoes at 15%. But whether it's food, transportation, fashion, or something else, there is a way to use a prepaid card to control your spending. If you spend too much on an expensive coffee habit or frequently eat out, load a set amount of money on a reloadable prepaid card each month, and then don't allow yourself to use other forms of payment for eating out. It won't be easy, but it will help you stick to a budget. So let's say you put $150 on a prepaid card, and that's only going to be used for your lunches. Just like the kids with their cafeteria money now, and a lot of schools have gone to the prepaid cards that will automatically reload. Once you run out, let's say it's the 17th or the 18th of the month, well, it's time to eat some peanut butter and jelly, because if you want to stick with the budget, you can't just reload that card. You can also budget your holiday shopping. Now, you know how much you spent on presents, decorations, and parties over the holidays last year? If you want to keep a tighter rein on your holiday expenses, again, a reloadable prepaid card or a Christmas Club account at a bank, yes, they still do have those, can help. With holiday spending, day-to-day purchases, bills, and more drawing from the same place, it's difficult to keep track of how much money is going towards each. But if you use a reloadable prepaid card for short-term spending and only on holiday items, you can set a budget and force yourself to stick to it by only using the card for that time period and for those purchases. Holiday shopping toward the end of the year is a great example, but this technique can be used to manage a budget around your daughter's big first birthday party, back-to-school supplies, and clothing shopping for your teenage son, or even a vacation spending, for example. For better or worse, budgeting is an important part of being financially responsible. So if you're looking for ways to better manage money, a reloadable prepaid card might be an option to consider. And if nothing else, it'll help having to thaw out your money from the freezer. So some helpful tips there. And again, this is, most people know where they overspend. Now it's a way that you can try a trick to limit yourself from going overboard each time. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 7 harsh truths that will make you a better entrepreneur. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HuntertonChamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its 2nd annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, with you for about the next 45 minutes as we talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington and on the national scene as well. Well, before the break, I mentioned there are seven harsh truths that will make you a better entrepreneur. Now, the question is, what are they? The sooner you recognize and understand these harsh truths, the sooner you can become a better entrepreneur. Now, I'm not sure who originally shared this quote, but it's one of the best summaries of business ownership I've ever come across when they said, entrepreneurship is crazy. One day you feel like you're on top of the world, and the next day you want to die. These experiences are two sides of the same coin. Fortunately, there are some simple, if not harsh, truths that will help you as an entrepreneur. You may not want to hear them, but these seven realities will make you a better business owner. The first is, it's not all about you. Depending on the day, this may be either a blow to your ego or a tremendous relief. Remember that the world doesn't revolve around you and your company. When you have your entire life wrapped up in a new venture, it's easy to get that kind of tunnel vision, and this can make you alternately feel like you're the greatest person in the world or like the world will end if your company goes over, and neither one is true. It's simply not all about you, so relax. This is a great opportunity, but there are other opportunities out there as well. Number two, you can't do it all. Now, if you want to know one of the biggest mistakes that I see entrepreneurs making, it's that it isn't chasing competitors or marketing before product market fit has been established, although both of those are major challenges that many new entrepreneurs face. Instead, it's thinking that you and you alone are enough to drive your company to success. Now, many entrepreneurs are so excited about their idea that they're sure they're the only ones who can do it right. While startup owners do have to wear a lot of hats at the beginning, delegation is an important part of your success and the process. If you try to do it all, you'll burn out and set your company up for failure. Instead, focus on hiring people who are great in the areas that you can't do so well. Don't hire clones of yourself. Hire people who can fill in your gaps and help you succeed. Number three, your customers don't care about your product. At least they don't yet. Being the latest and greatest makes you feel good, but until you connect to your customers' needs and desires, they're not going to care at all. Build it and they will come only works in the movies. You need to connect with the daily lives of your customers if you ever hope to have an impact. So to become successful as a business owner, focus on building customer personas and understanding the true daily lives of your potential customers. Focus your branding and promotion on them, not you, and you'll find that eventually you have all the attention you need. Number four, you're going to fail, and that's okay. I'm not saying your company is destined to go under. I'm just talking about small failures, a misstep that costs you funding, a mistake in marketing that sets back sales, a failure to have a good customer service department that responds to issues promptly and encourages client retention. Now, all of these things, plain and simple, they just suck. But it happens all the time in business. The good news is that these small failures are not the end of the line. They're an important part of the growing process. And if you can take them in stride, learn from them, then you'll be on your way to greater success. Number five, you may never make millions. Now, it takes time to succeed in business, and I've heard it said that there are years of work behind every overnight success, and that is true. The media may start covering a business suddenly, and it seems as if the company came out of nowhere, but understand that it did not. The owners toiled in obscurity for years before they hit the limelight, and it'll be that way for you too. And when your success does come, it may not be millions of dollars. While the entrepreneurial heroes are the ones that sell to Google or Facebook for a major payday, that's the exception, not the norm. Accept that your success may be smaller, but it's still valid and worthwhile. Number six, you'll be lonely, especially in the beginning. Being an entrepreneur can be very lonely. When you haven't yet built your team and all you have is an idea and a passion, it's hard to relate to others who don't feel the same passion. Those around you may actively discourage your pursuits, requiring you to pull away from the people that you're the closest to. And at the same time, the long hours will make it hard to maintain the social and family life that you're used to. It will be an adjustment, but you still need to be sure to invest in your most important relationships no matter how busy you are. Businesses will come and go, but family and friends are not as easily replaceable. And finally, habits beat inspiration every day. Inspiration gets you started, but habits are what keep you going. If you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to begin developing the right habits immediately. Fiscal responsibility, discipline, and hard work are important, but so are physical health, emotional intelligence, and interpersonal skills. Being the right person is just as important as hiring the right person, so build those habits now, and they'll be there to take over for you when inspiration fades. Nobody said being a successful entrepreneur is easy, but it is worth it. The earlier you get comfortable with these harsh truths of entrepreneurship, the sooner you'll be on the path to business success. And I love that point about the habits. And I say this to companies all the time that talk to me about their businesses. When you try to implement something new, new procedure, new rules, new techniques or something like that, I tell them and I tell their staff, you have to give it at least 21 days. Psychologists have done the studies that show 21 days creates a habit. So you have to do the same thing the same way for 21 days. And after that, you won't look back and say, well, I like it the old way. That's not productive when you keep looking backwards. We just implemented a new change in my office. And one of the employees said, you know, I really like it the old way. And I said, well, the old way was designed when we were doing like 200,000 in sales. Well, now we're 3 or 4 times larger than that, and it simply will not work. It will bog us down. The example I give is it's kind of like a boat leaving the harbor. And if you ever watch the show Deadliest Catch, with that opening scene when the 5 ships are going out into the Bering Sea, it would be as if one of those ships was dragging the anchor behind. And when you do that, you're not going to get very far, and your competition will move away from you. Currently 12:27. So we are looking at our next story, which is about how, if you answer or nail these 5 questions, you can design a great customer experience for your customers. Now, consider how revenue growth at Trader Joe's, the U.S. grocery chain, has outpaced most other large competitors in recent years. It built a devoted base of highly educated, often middle-income customers, not only by providing an innovative product mix at low prices, but also through a carefully conceived experience. Its stores have an intimate, slightly exotic atmosphere with helpful staff to provide advice. Online product guides and recipes complement the stores, and Trader Joe's equips employees to deliver on the brand promise through comprehensive frontline training and ample autonomy to make in-store decisions. Bain & Company analysis shows that companies that excel in the customer experience grow revenues 4 to 8% above their market. That's because a superior experience helps to earn stronger loyalty among customers, turning them into promoters who tend to buy more, stay longer, and make recommendations to their friends. Yet creating experiences that consistently impress and stand out from the crowd remains a difficult endeavor, and companies often falter after an initial burst of energy. Companies serious about building a compelling experience need to develop thorough, nuanced answers to 5 questions. Here are the 5. What do we want to stand for in the eyes of our customers? Now, senior executives might understand the opportunity to improve the customer experience, but they often fail to mobilize people at the front line. Beyond a slogan or a slide deck, leaders need to paint a compelling picture of the destination, what the company should and should not stand for, so that employees know what the initiative means for them and how their behavior and approach should change. Number 2, what are our must-win battles? Now, if you have hundreds of uncoordinated initiatives across different parts of the organization, that rarely adds up to a powerful whole because each one receives too little attention or funding. Experienced leaders sift through early initiatives to identify those that work well and deserve more resources, while avoiding or quickly ending those that don't matter to most target customers. Number 3, how can we use customer feedback to promote learning and behavior change among employees? People with clarity about their mission and who receive positive and helpful reinforcement for doing the right thing go the extra mile to deliver. Mobilizing and harnessing employees' energy requires 2 types of feedback loops. An inner loop collects customer feedback through 1 of 2 simple questions: would you recommend company X and why? And following key episodes. These feedback routes quickly to the relevant employees and supervisors so that they can discuss customers' perceptions and feedback, share what they've learned, escalate issues that cannot be resolved locally, and follow up with select customers. Customer feedback also fuels on an outer loop of improvement to broader systems. The outer loop aims to identify major issues and root causes of problems and strengths, which typically involve multiple functions and departments. Management can deploy resources to address these systemic issues and make improvements that benefit the overall experience. Number 4, when we put ourselves in the customer's shoes, what aspect of the experience do we feel needs to change? Now, experienced leaders display deep empathy towards customers' core needs. They generally start with a clean sheet and redesign certain important episodes, or even the entire experience, to repair breaks and seize opportunities for what we call the wow moments. Number 5, how can we anticipate and mitigate the risks in order to sustain the changes? Now, senior leaders committed to building a superior experience will need an achievable plan that can be delivered while carrying on with the day-to-day business. First, you want to map out which employee groups are most critical for carrying out the required changes. These groups need to be properly equipped with the technologies or process changes that will allow them to succeed, And finally, a concerted effort to improve the experience requires sponsors at all levels of the organization. And the sponsorship spine, as it's called, might track direct reporting relationships like a call center agent, his supervisor, her manager, and so on. But it often also includes respected advocates in other units, people who have influenced by virtue of earned authority and reputation. By answering each of these five questions, companies can develop a culture that delivers exceptional customer service experiences time after time. So great advice there on a couple of questions you kind of need to look at. I particularly like the one, think like the customer. Because once you, I ask my staff all the time, when you walk into the showroom, when you walk into my office, the light production area, the big production area, look at it from the eyes of a customer. Is it neat? Is it clean? Does it lay out well? Can you find what you're looking for adequately? Or is it just kind of like thrown against the wall and let's see what happens? So hopefully in time you can do similar projects with your staff and get them engaged so that they become, if you will, ambassadors of the company. They are the front line. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to get started with Instagram marketing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingtonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Before we continue on with the program, let's take a look at the weather. It's currently 85 degrees, and today we're going to have some sun with a 55% chance of rain and possible thundershowers throughout the day, a high of 86 and a low of 61. For tomorrow, we'll have clouds and sun, and it'll be less humid with a high of 83 degrees and a low of 61. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and humid with rain and a thunderstorm late in the evening with a high of 84 and a low of 64 degrees. And for my birthday Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy and cooler with some showers around and a high of 68 degrees, a low of 53. Well, as I mentioned, Sunday is my birthday, so anytime you would like to drop off any of the presents that you've purchased for me, by all means, you can bring them to Crown Trophy at 33 Rayville Avenue. I'd be glad to accept them there. That'd be great. I mentioned this because I was reminded the other night of when I worked at WBRW, which was an AM radio station in Bridgewater, New Jersey, years ago. I had teased the audience, same thing, just said, hey, by the way, it's my birthday Sunday. And there were probably four or five women in town, older ladies that listened to the station. I think they had it on day and night. They knew all of the personalities, all the on-air personalities. They knew our office staff. And whenever there was some occasion, there they were. And so the one day I just happened to mention, oh, by the way, tomorrow's my birthday and looking forward to that. We're going out to dinner and stuff. And all of a sudden, these five ladies are, and they're all random. They didn't really know each other. They were all separate listeners. But if I was on the air at 4 p.m, there they were with a plate of cookies, with cakes, with, you know, all kinds of goodies and stuff. So I miss those ladies. I really do. But it was always a good time when they would show up. And I think one of our staffers, one of our on-air staffers, used to have like four or five birthdays a year because he just wanted them to make cakes. So it was all good. Hey, you heard during the break, Saturday, June 13th is Hunterdon County Community Day. It's going to be fun. Food, demonstrations, and games. It's going to be held at the county fairgrounds from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. over at South County Park at 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. All kinds of exciting things for the kids, for the grown-ups. There'll be pony rides and a petting zoo. Reptile shows by Reptile World, outdoor games and activities. There'll be a dunk tank, a kids' rock wall, hot air and tethered balloons, all brought to you by Hunterdon Healthcare with associate sponsors Unity Bank, ShopRite, the Hunterdon County Tricentennial, Hunterdon Prevention Resources. And so there's a whole lot going on, you know, and it also brought to you by the Chamber. So if you want more information, whether you want information as to whether you should attend, whether you should be an exhibitor, by all means, you're going to want to contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115. Now, here's one I can really sink my teeth into, and I mean that literally. There will be a Hunterdon County Pie Contest on Saturday, June 13th at the Hunterdon County Community Day. All entries must be accompanied by a full recipe. Judging is based on appearance, presentation, crust, texture, and, of course, my personal favorite, flavor. So you're going to bring your pie to the Hunterdon Chamber booth on Saturday, June 13th at 11:30 a.m. There will not be any refrigeration available. Judging is going to begin at 2. And for more information, contact Laura Cummins here at the Chamber at 908-782-7115, extension 221. That may be one I just go ahead and volunteer to be a judge for. As we get back into the program now, this is the cliff I've been walking up to and walking away from for months now, and I think that it's time that I really jump right in. And we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter account, we have a LinkedIn account, we do our constant contact email newsletter marketing, but I always hear people talking about Pinterest, about Instagram, and things like that. And the more and more research I do, I think it's time to jump and get into the Instagram pool with everyone else, because it's becoming more and more of a powerful tool for people to market their businesses with. And it's also a way to establish a visual brand identity. Now, it enables businesses to improve their engagement and increases sales by showcasing their products in creative ways and implementing interactive hashtag campaigns. With more than 300 million active users, it's now the most popular photo-sharing social media platform, surpassing Pinterest by more than 250 million users. If you haven't tried Instagram marketing yet, it's time for you to get started. So, what you first want to do is create a stunning Instagram profile and story. Instagram profiles are minimal. They are limited to 150 characters and are not indexed by search engines. Your story is really told via the use of photos, so make sure you use high-resolution images to grab attention and create engagement. Whether they feature your customers, your products, your personality, they need to deliver a clear, cohesive message that will resonate with your target audience. So decide on a visual theme to represent your brand, use your products to tell a story that will interest your audience, and ensure that your photos provide value to your followers. So here are the latest Instagram profile image dimensions. First, you want to find your audience by researching and listening. Hashtags are the lifeblood of the Instagram community, and hopefully you're already aware of the hashtags that your customers are using. It's vital to tap into that power to learn how your audience is talking about your products and industry, as well as how your competitors are leveraging the platform for their own success. Now, you can search relevant hashtags and follow users who are already engaging with your brand and products and have a large following and are engaging regularly. Other ways to find followers include using Find Friends and suggested users and employing Instagram's messaging system, Instagram Direct. Make sure you have 5 to 10 images in your Instagram stream before you even begin following people. Engage and add value to your community. A Forrester study dubbed Instagram the king of social engagement found that the platform blows others away in this area. Their findings indicated that top brands' Instagram posts generated a per-follower engagement rate of 4.21%. That means that Instagram delivered these brands 58 more times more engagement per follower than Facebook and 120 more times engagement than Twitter. Starting conversations with consumers is one of the most valuable aspects of social media marketing, and as previously mentioned, Instagram Direct offers that functionality out of the box. You can use it to enable your audience to send customer service questions and product inquiries and receive a visual response from you. You can send customers thank you pictures when they make purchases, send coupons, press releases, surveys, etc. to your top followers. And be sure to respect your users' privacy and use these tactics in moderation so you don't come across as a spammer. You also need to create your content. Now, to successfully engage on Instagram, you need to contribute. Use high-resolution images and a third-party editing app to enhance your images before you upload them to Instagram. Use a mix of Instagram filters. No filter, i.e. normal, is the most popular on Instagram, but Mayfair elicits the most interaction. The most engagement comes from photos that feature the product in only two-thirds of the picture. Make sure you don't update too often with redundant pictures. Your goal should be 2 to 3 new photos per week, and you can increase your cadence as you grow your followers. Now, tips for raising the profile of your product photos: you want to share your customers' photos, so make it easy to purchase your products by including a link to the product page. Mobile coupon usage continues to climb as the world becomes more digital, so it's important to provide offers and discounts along with a picture of your product and a reason that people should buy it. What about Instagram video marketing? Now, Instagram videos are very popular with brands because they enable more creative storytelling and can generate exponentially more inbound links than written posts. They can be 3 to 15 seconds long and edited with built-in tools that enable you to apply unique filters. You can also choose your own thumbnail image and engage like crazy. Create off-page engagement by linking or by liking and commenting on popular photos. And mention both the creator and other commenters. Engage people on your page by adding questions in your captions that encourage comments, replying to all comments, and mentioning the commenter in your photo. Running hashtag campaigns through your followers and featuring them in your photos. When to post on Instagram? Post on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday create the most engagement, so make sure you use a mix of all three. Have brand-specific hashtags, industry-specific hashtags, trending hashtags, e.g., you know, Throwback Thursday. Use Populagram to find popular hashtags, filters, and people. Use Websta, W-E-B-S-T-A, to find the best hashtags for your posts and more. Leverage your other social networks. One of the best features of Instagram is that it is connected to Facebook, which makes it easy to share content across all of your social media platforms. If your focus on Instagram is product photos, you can embed your stream on your website for maximum exposure. And you want to be able to reward your Instagram followers. Turn your engagement into brand loyalty by rewarding your most active followers and brand ambassadors. Post first looks and previews of new products and upcoming events. Offer coupons and contests to incentivize engagement and brand promotion. So there you have it. In about 3 or 4 minutes, we've all been educated on how we can be marketing our businesses and products on Instagram. And now it's up to us to make it happen. I'm going to start this thing probably this weekend, and then I'll keep you posted. And hopefully all of you will follow us on Instagram and see what's happening at Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're going to step away and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have the 4 essentials of the most read content. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about the next 14 minutes, and then we're going to turn it over back to the Rewind. You can listen to Chris Bianco's show from this morning. As we head into the Rewind, I want to wish Trish a complete and speedy recovery. Trish is the host of Afterlife Real Life. Been out for several weeks now after having surgery, so hopefully she'll be back on the air soon. And then it'll always be good to see her as we turn the show over to her every afternoon. So hopefully she'll be back with us shortly. Most read content, and this is an area that a lot of people are curious about because they'll post things on LinkedIn, they'll post things on Facebook or other areas that they want to get a large bit of attention for. And it doesn't always happen. And so they're kind of curious as to what's missing. Well, there are four essentials of the most read content. Now, with an estimated 3 million new blog posts every day, there is no shortage of content with which to occupy your time. And I'm always trying new blogs and newsletters, and I'll find myself always going back to the same blogs for one simple reason, and that is readability. So what does it mean to be readable? Well, for starters, consider that your reader's time is limited, and anything you produce should respect their time. Once you have this baseline, then consider these tips. The first is the headline. The first part of being readable is getting your reader's attention, which starts with the headline. Now, interestingly, while 8 out of 10 people will read your headline, only 2 out of 10 will read the rest of the article. Your goal from the start is to get people to that first paragraph. So if they stop at the headline, the rest of your effort isn't wasted. Your headline is like your personal appearance. It's the first impression people use to judge what's inside. And for this reason, your headline should have some, if not all, of the following elements. It should be descriptive. Your reader should gain a general understanding about the topic of your content. It should invoke curiosity. While you are describing your content to your reader, you never want to give away too much. Provide the reader with just enough information to make them click through to the first paragraph. It should have some value. What reason do readers have for reading your content? Now, in general, you should understand that value comes in two ways, making your reader happier or wealthier. Number 4, it should be unique. Unusual headlines like a lady in red in a sea of black suit stands out. How can you frame your headline in a way that is unique and more interesting? And finally, there should be urgency. Readers are more likely to read your content if it will no longer be relevant tomorrow. Writing great headlines takes practice, but the effort is worth it, as a well-written headline can increase your views by as much as 500%. The second element is the voice. Now, your style of writing has a big influence on your readability. Business blogs are typically very neutral, written in third person, and drier than a thesis paper. When writing professional correspondences, this voice might be appropriate. But if you want to deliver more entertaining, interesting, and engaging content, consider getting a little creative and don't be afraid of inserting yourself into the conversation. Another important consideration is your audience's intellectuality. If you want to appeal to a broader audience, remember that people like to read recreationally 2 grades below their actual reading level, and the average newspaper is written at the 11th grade level. In other words, avoid your inner F. Scott Fitzgerald. And finding your voice will take time and practice, and it helps greatly to find and follow regularly other writers that you respect and enjoy reading. The third element is length. There are 2 camps when it comes to content length. On the one hand, you have people such as me who enjoy short, quick bursts of information delivered in bullet points and hyperlinks because of the droves of information that we receive daily. I digest and share shorter content that is relative, timely, relevant, and useful and easy to read. In the other camp, you have advocates for longer content, between 1,500 to 3,000 words. And a study by Busomo showed that content in this word range typically receives twice the number of shares than shorter pieces while generating more backlinks and increasing conversion rates. The conclusion is simple. You have to find the balance, the happy medium. Creating long and extensive content on a regular basis can be challenging, and many of your readers may not even want that. Create short pieces that will entertain and add value, but add to your mix longer and more thoughtful content, such as white papers, ebooks, and research. That will help establish you and your company as leaders and experts in your field or industry. And finally, use visuals. One of the most effective ways to make your content readable is by converting it to a visual format, such as an infographic, a slide deck, or even a video. Doing so requires that you break your content down to its absolute bare bones, which again, for readers like me, makes it much easier to consume. Also, while adding pictures to your content may not necessarily make content more readable, high-impact visuals will help you differentiate and make it more noticeable. The BuzzSumo study found that content with accompanying visuals was shared twice as much as those without. Of course, search engine optimization is also an important consideration for your headline and your content, but while you can create content that pushes SEO further, I would argue that content that adds value and ultimately creates publishers of your readers through unsolicited shares creates more value for your company. So focus your SEO efforts on other website elements to drive traffic, but let your creativity loose with your content to drive the conversation. It's currently 12:52, and just taking a look to see what we can fit in, so let's go with this one. There are five qualities, it is said, as to whether or not the startup life may be for you. And I've talked to several people over the last couple of, I'd say 2 or 3 months, that have said, Jim, I really respect what you did. You gave up a good job, middle of a recession, you built your business, and now you've added to it with the sign division, the apparel division. I want that. I want to open my own business. And some people have talked to me about restaurants. Some have talked to me about service industries. Some have talked about leaving their current, like going from a law practice or an accounting firm and opening up their own firm. And they wanted to know, do I think they have what it takes? And the simple answer is, I don't know, because I'm not you. Only you could know. But there is a list of five qualities that you should have that will determine whether or not you're going to struggle with being an entrepreneur or starting up from scratch. Now, whether you're joining or creating a startup, whether you're just out of school or if you're in midlife, it may not be for everyone. $100 million investment rounds and billion-dollar valuations have created a romanticized version of the startup lifestyle in the public perception. Some of it is justified and some of it isn't, says Joseph McKeating, who's the president of marketing and public relations from Pulsar Strategy, whose clients are considered early-stage startups in the technology space. Now, to students considering joining or creating a startup for the glory, he would tell them that there are easier ways to make money. If you want to reach new levels of freedom, do it. If you want to truly find out where your breaking point is, do it. If you want to remove the ceiling on your potential, do it. If you want to help change what it means to be a working human being in the 21st century, do it. If you're thinking about making the leap, then a startup may be for you if you, one, don't need to follow the crowd, because there will always be naysayers in any business and you might not get the support you need. As a business person, you are your biggest supporter. You are stepping out on faith that an idea or business will work, and you will have to find others who believe in you and your vision. It's not always easy, but you've got to go for it. If you're okay with being a trailblazer, then a startup is for you. You have to like living out of your comfort zone. At a startup, you may have to live without medical or dental benefits for you and your family. Health insurance is expensive, and when you are on a tight budget, it might have to go. There are no guarantees in a startup, so you have to make everything happen. I found that in a startup, it's all about the ask. Your ability to ask for what you need, for money you are owed, or for collaboration on a project is essential. The worst answer you can get is no. If you don't have a problem asking, then the startup life could be for you. You also have to like working 24/7. Now, I sent a text to a fellow entrepreneur at 7:30 in the morning the other day to see if he was up to take a call. And he wrote back and said that he'd been up since 3 a.m. The grind is real. Working from sunup to sundown is sometimes what it takes to get it done. Money should not be the motivator. If you are prepared to work harder than you've ever worked before, then the startup life could be for you. You should have money and funding. Now, McKeating says only a fraction of startups ever get funded. And if yours does, congratulations and welcome to a whole new world of pressure and problems. If you have the resources and you can afford to spend several years establishing your brand without worrying about money, then a startup is also for you. there is always the possibility that your startup won't actually see a profit for a while, typically 3 to 5 years, so you need to be able to manage in lean times. If you are fine with putting in lots of sweat equity without seeing immediate financial results, again, a startup could be for you. And you have to be good at wearing several hats. Startups are usually lean and mean. They are short on money with everyone wearing several hats, including content creator, marketer, accountant, and of course, social media strategist. With startups usually short on resources, the personal desire and discipline to wear and own different hats in order to build the business is critical, says Fred Canone, who's the Director of Strategic Alliances and Channel Development at Telehouse America, a global data center services provider. But equally important is having the strength of character to recognize that when the hat doesn't fit, don't force it. If you're able to juggle many responsibilities, often simultaneously, then a startup could be for you. So when you look at those five tips as far as whether or not you should be jumping into the startup pool, just ask yourself those questions. You know, are you okay with not following the crowd? Are you okay with living outside of your comfort zone? Do you not mind working that 24/7 grind? And a lot of times it's not 24/7. It's more like 18. Do you have the money and the funding in place? Do you have sufficient funding and money in place where you know that you can survive 6 to 12 months with no income? And then again, are you good at wearing several hats? The term multitasking comes to mind very often when we talk to people about wearing several hats. But, you know, my definition of multitasking is doing two things poorly. You want to make sure that the jobs can be completed on time and to your customer's satisfaction. So that's going to wrap it up for the content of the program today. In sports, in NASCAR, cousin Carl Edwards won last week's Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And this week, the teams head to the Monster Mile in Dover, Delaware for the FedEx 400, benefiting Autism Speaks again this Sunday. Kevin Harvick is the overall points leader, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Jimmy Johnson in fifth place. In IndyCar racing, former NASCAR driver Juan Pablo Montoya, or as he says, Juan Pablo Montoya, won the 99th running of the Indy 500 on Sunday. In the NHL, the Blackhawks were playing the Anaheim Ducks last night. I don't have the score to see where they finished up. And the Rangers are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals. That series stands at 3 games apiece with Game 7 tomorrow night. In the NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers, led by LeBron James, defeated the Atlanta Hawks the other night in 4 games to advance to the NBA Finals. They will take on the winner of Golden State and the Houston Rockets. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Yankees, Royals, and Astros lead their respective divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cardinals, and Dodgers lead their divisions in the National. In soccer, this is a tough one. Swiss authorities arrested multiple FIFA officials Wednesday on charges of corruption and plan to extradite them to the United States for trial. It's not such a beautiful game after all, I'm afraid. So a lot going on in the soccer world. We'll be following that story closely, as I know many people are big soccer followers out here in Hunterdon County as well. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day, and maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600.